Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson and this is Silver Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast. Tuesday it's going to go up to everywhere that our podcasts go, and it's everywhere. You know where to get it. And then on Wednesday it's going on Silver Black Pride, the website. You know, I always talk about week to week. I always talk about, you know, I'm not going to say this team's out of the playoff mix. And here we go. It just takes one to get you feeling better, doesn't it? And that was a wild, wild game on Thanksgiving. Wild. You know, when the Raiders win, man, they live right. I mean, Dallas had all kinds of opportunities. This is not taking anything away, but Dallas got to be spending that Thanksgiving weekend really kicking itself because it had so many opportunities, so many penalties that they, you know me on penalties. I don't feel bad for you if you get a penalty, because even if it's questionable, because it's going to go the other way, and that's just the way it is. You know, sometimes it's going to be your day, sometimes it's not going to be your day. And Raiders got a lot of penalties that game too. And the penalties I'm talking about, Dallas, that was self-inflicted. They made one mistake after another, and I'm not complaining about the referees. I'm complaining about the Cowboys themselves so many times. But the Raiders, you know, they said they're 3-0 in overtime. Is that sustainable? Well, I mean, right now it is. You know, but now they're 6-5 and they got the stink of the 3-game losing streak off of them. And they're feeling better about themselves and they have hope. And like, you know, all these teams are a lot alike in so many ways. They have ebbs and flows, and this season is an example of that. I mean, there's 12 teams in the AFC. There's 16 teams in the AFC, but the 12 of them, that's 75%, are 500 or better. And are any of them great? Oh, I don't know. So, the Raiders are certainly in the mix, but here's the key. They got to keep winning. You got to keep winning. That's not somewhere where it's, you know, 10's about the magic number for them, and they're 6-5, so that would be 4-2. I buy that. I buy that because there are, you know, there's too many teams that are clumped. So, the only thing you got to do is just keep winning. And this Washington game's not going to be easy. I thought Washington going into the season was going to make a long run in the NFC. You know, there's always surprise teams. This is a team, and teams that kind of knock on the door. They made the playoffs last year. They had really good defense last year. So I'm like, you know, this, I can see this team going, being that surprise team. I can see this team making a long run. Well, the Washington football team started poorly. And it started 2-6, and the defense that was supposed to be so good really sagged. And then Chase Young, their fine young defense end, hurt himself out for the year. But they've won, and they've won 3 in a row. And the quarterback, Taylor Heinicke, you know, might be a little bit of a game manager, but he's getting more confidence, and he's feeling better about himself. He's really good at play action. That's something the Raiders are going to have to watch. And I think this is certainly a winnable game. The Raiders are our friends at DraftKings. Always check out DraftKings for your betting needs, and whether it's entertainment or not, they get it done. Anyways, they have the Raiders a 2.5 favorite. We'll see. The Raiders are a 7-point underdog in Dallas, and they won. I just think this is going to be a close game. You know, I'd like to see the Raiders, and I like to see the fans in Allegiant Stadium, you know, make this a home field advantage. They're 5-9 there, and overall 3-3 this year. Lost the last two, you know, to the Chiefs and the Bengals by a whopping score of 73-27, which is just not going to get it done. Just not going to get it done. I don't know. There's been a lot of fans of the opposing team at Allegiant Stadium. And I don't know if that's ever going to really change, because that's part of the deal. It's, you know, people want to go to Vegas. It's a destination. So, and they're going to pay those ticket prices. I don't know if, you know, the Washington football team's fan travels that well. You know, maybe, I don't know. So I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't as many fans of the Washington football team than there were when the Kansas City came to Vegas, or when Philly came to Vegas, or when Chicago came to Vegas. You know what I mean? So we'll see. So that might not be the biggest problem, the noise, which you know, the Raiders are going to need every advantage they can get, because I think this is going to be a close football game. Jonathan Allen is a tough pass rusher and just a disruptor on the defensive line, and Washington, it has a lot of confidence right now. But again, the Raiders have confidence now too, because they're on the winning mark again, and it just doesn't take much to, you know, the offense played well. The defense, you know, defense has been giving up a lot of points. I know it's improved in tackling this year. It's 12th best in the NFL. It was 32nd last year. 32nd, of course, is dead last. There are some things it's doing. The pass rush is better. But there's some things that it's not better at. And right now, it's giving up too many points. Giving up 33 against Dallas. It gave up 32 against Cincinnati. It's given 41 against Kansas City. That's an average of 35 points a game in the last 3 weeks. That's an issue. So the offense is going to continue to be hot. We don't know if Waller is going to play, you know, week to week, but he has a chance this week, so who knows. But it certainly wasn't as bad as what they hoped. The key to this whole thing is we always talk about Waller and Jacobs in the offensive line. I think the key that's kind of shown itself is the receivers, other than Hunter Renfro. Can Zay Jones, certainly DeSean Jackson, they showed up against Dallas after not showing up the last couple weeks. And you know, in the post-Henry Ruggs world, that's hurt the Raiders. But they showed up, and that was an element to help them win this game, especially with Waller out. Bryan Edwards, this dude, he has 4 catches in the last 4 catches in 23 NFL games. It's not enough. He might go off this week, because he has gone off before, but we need consistency from him. He's a good player. He has to show it more consistently. So it's really the receivers that are really the key for me in every game the rest of this way. In every game the rest of this way. You know, there's when those receivers are getting it done, Carr's getting it done. Carr's leading the league in passing again, yardage, by 11 yards over Brady. He's leading it, though. Report by CBS Sports that Mark Davis is going to wait until after this season to do anything with coaching. There's been interest from agents and coaches, and he's really kind of backed off. And I think that's... I like that. He kind of talked to other coaches when they had their interim coach in 2014. He was looking into Del Rio early, but he's waiting. And a lot of people say, "Oh, well, you shouldn't jump on it. You have an opportunity." Okay, but there's already interest, as the CBS Sports story said that people are interested in this job because Davis doesn't stick his nose into football, and that's what coaches look for from an owner. Davis already paid John Gruden a huge contract, so he showed he's not afraid to pay. And the Raiders have a great new stadium and a great new facility in Henderson, and that's appealing. So this is an appealing job, and you know, it has some players, and it has a quarterback in place. So this is an appealing job. So when the time that Mark makes that decision, there will be interest. I don't think he's going to be late. I think it's a smart move. It gives Bisaccia a chance. It gives Mayock a chance. Everything's on the table. Mayock could be kept. They both could be kept. They both could be gone. One could be kept. I would be surprised if Bisaccia was kept and Mayock wasn't, but it's all on the table. And let's see how the season goes. Let's see how these last 6 weeks go. You know, the Raiders supposedly have like a 25% chance of making the playoffs. Well, that's going to change either way this weekend. So it's just stack up the wins, and that's the key. Just keep stacking up the wins and see where it falls. And it's really as simple as that. And again, this isn't going to be an easy game, but hey, stack up wins. Keep them off the scoreboard, and you know, and I think they have a shot. And the Redskins don't score wildly, so they have a shot this week. But the receivers are key, I'm telling you. So I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. You know I don't like keeping you long. I don't have to hear myself talk all day to validate myself. In and out, give you goods, make you a smarter Raider fan, and there we go. That's our show. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silverback Pride. Be safe. Be happy. Talk to you next week.